The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I love garden chores that, as they say, kill two birds with one stone. This chore will cheer up your home in winter and get your trees and shrubs in shape for spring. It's called forcing flowering branches. When you prune crowded, broken, or damaged branches in winter, many of the tree and shrub stems you'll be cutting are perfect for forcing into flower indoors. Their branches are loaded with flower buds, and all they need is some warmth and water to open. While branches of most shrubs and trees will open indoors when cut now, there are a few things to keep in mind. Trees and shrubs vary in the length of cold weather they need before they'll start blooming. Forsythia will bloom from branches cut in January, while rhododendrons bloom better if cut in March. In general, the closer to the natural bloom time you force the branches, the quicker blooming and more uniform the flowers will be. In February, try cutting early bloomers, such as pussy willow, witch hazel, forsythia, cornelian cherry, and fothergilla. In March, cut later bloomers, such as lilacs, rhodies, crabapples, flowering pears, cherries, and quince, and red buds. When pruning, select branches that are at least a half inch in diameter to ensure they have flower buds. Cut these branches at a 45-degree angle to the desired length and bring them indoors. Place the stems in a basin filled with hot water and recut the stem ends underwater. Arrange the stem in vases, mixing in some floral preservatives. Place them in a sunny, cool room, moving them to a warmer room to accelerate the process. Mix early and late bloomers to have a continuous display, and remember, add a few fragrant stems of lilacs and daphnes to perfume the room. And now for this week's tip. Let us get growing. It's time to start some lettuce, arugula, and other greens indoors for transplanting into a cold frame outdoors in about a month. This will ensure an early crop of salad greens for April. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about peas. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.